Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
In Gauteng, for most of us Kaya family, this was relatively mild. It came down to really putting on an extra coat, maybe a fire, maybe some heaters. But for some key provinces in our economy, KZN, Free State and Eastern Cape spring to mind, it was a treacherous weekend. Yes, in the first place, we saw lots of people stranded. If you were paying attention to the news, and a woman sadly lost her life to hypothermia. But in terms of Kaya Biz, we'll be focusing this evening on how this has impacted various critical markets in our South African economy. I kick off with the most immediate impact, which is, of course, the exposure of our agricultural a large part of which is represented in those three provinces, KZN, Eastern Cape and Free State. And to help us understand a bit more about the impact is Thabile Nkunjana, Senior Agricultural Economist in the Trade Research Unit of the National Agricultural Marketing Council. Thabile, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Good evening to you and your listeners at home. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the impact in these three provinces and maybe even beyond, as of Friday, and snow started falling. We had received warnings from our weather service, but was anybody fully prepared for the extent of snow that we experienced over the weekend?
No, absolutely not. I don't think there was anyone, as much as there were warnings. I mean, I think we have quite a system that, you know, tends to project quite good estimates. But I think for this time around, given that a lot of people were already talking about spring, I don't think there were many people that were anticipating to see the level of, you know, the snow that you have received. But of course, given that we are having quite a number of sporadic occurrences related to climate change, so I think it's one of those things where it just has to be proactively acting in terms of getting right and preparing the country, be it South Africa or other countries across the world.
For sure.
When such situation events do, okay, because it looks like we're going to be having, you know, a more of these, you know, events as we are progressing towards, you know, the next few years.
I completely agree.
And then talking about the provinces themselves that you correctly mentioned, you know, the KZN, Eastern Cape, Free State, and parts of the Gauteng. As you said, Gauteng was not necessarily much impacted by this. But if we are to talk about KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape, and parts of Free State, then the issue there was quite more prominent also, given that, you know, those are provinces that tend to be, you know, quite active when it comes to the agricultural activities that are happening there. For instance, if we are to take KwaZulu-Natal alone, it accounts for around 28% of the dairy products that you get. This is the milk, cheese, butter, and all that. And then, of course, generally, the livestock sector across those three provinces that we mentioned, particularly when you talk about dairy farmers, where, you know, they tend to not be as equipped to deal with such circumstances, especially given that we are in winter. The grazing lands have been banned significantly. And of course, the areas that are available, they are not so much conducive for the agricultural livestock to be able to graze in there. So the issue with the snow, it is, of course, really a knock-on effect. But of course, at this stage, still some assessments that are being made. Is that there was only today and later yesterday where there was an opening to be able to see what has been the next, and of course, measuring what has happened entirely
for sure
to the all provinces that have been impacted.
Thabile, sure. I mean, it's quite a bit to consider, you know, and you, I agree. I mean, we're not looking for hard numbers at this particular point. But to your point about the, let's start with the livestock that you mentioned there across all three provinces. I think something that's quite significant that you mentioned is that it's largely the small scale farmers, your potentially subsistence farmers, not necessarily a concern for our delivery of meat around the country, but for their survival. Yeah. Is it very likely that we saw quite a bit of livestock death?
Absolutely. I mean, as much as, you know, these guys, they are small, agricultural practices are quite important for them, because you will realize that they depend a lot of them. In fact, as much as you tend to not link them to what is happening or what you consume from the retail store and all that, some of the products that you get from all the retailers, they come from smallholder farmers, and this may not directly from them, through the other processes, like, for instance, some of the products being purchased and sold through the commercial practices. So eventually those products that they have, they do end up into our, you know, into our tables, where they were not necessarily buying from them, or maybe because some people, of course, close to them, they do buy to them. So it is quite some sad situation, especially given that some people have reported losses of their livestock. I mean, it's always going to be painful to see, you know, for some struggling people to be able to deal with that, given the current economy that the country is having.
And then back to KZN, the earlier point that you mentioned, almost a third of our dairy market sourced in KZN. And similar impact, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, KZN is generally a province, but the dairy is quite large, including Eastern Cape. I think Eastern Cape is the third biggest supplier of dairy products.
Sure.
So meaning the two provinces that are impacted, you know, had a potentially to sort of at least temporarily have some glitches. I remember that every day dairy farmers need to milk their cows. And once that happened, that milk needs to be transported via, you know, trucks to
several storage. Yeah.
Exactly. And that was not going to be possible, given that we are seeing, you know, that activities that are happening, including other general products that, you know, farmers do have, not necessarily dairy. Remember, when there is no movement of goods and actual products are perishable. So it is important that those that are already been harvested, ready for the market, they need to be transitioned to move from where they were produced to relevant areas, be it for storage or processing or was for the market.
Correct. And we'll be speaking to the Road Freight Association right after our conversation with you. I just want to get a sense, in terms of previous snowstorms, were you able to, were we able to gauge maybe even a snowstorm half as bad as this, a percentage point impact on agriculture? I understand the crops. I saw you posted something on X about sowing seeds a couple of days ago, and I don't know if that was impacted by the snow. And I understand that a large part of our crop output is summer driven.
So, I mean, for now, we are safe as far as the larger crops. That is, we tend to plant. I mean, plantation starts around October. That is next month to November, and then early next year when it's late. So as far as the maize plantation, sunflower, sorghum, and other other summer crops that we produce, we are safe to that extent. But I think the issue is going to most likely to be the livestock, as I mentioned earlier. Or I remember I have an engagement with a couple of farmers from the state saying that they had to make contingency plans, including some dairies in KZN, that they needed to buy, like, you know, some bales, some those that are not having them, to be able to feed their livestock, at least for now, until the whole entire, you know, snow smelts out, so that they can be able to expose, you know, their fields and be able to feed their, you know, their livestock. But as far as the crops is concerned, there's nothing that we should be worried about. I mean, if there's anything, there are some farmers that were actually even delighted that they have received this quite large, you know, snow, because once that melts, it means then that those areas are going to get the required, you know, moisture that we needed. Remember, we are coming from a season that we had quite a drought. And because of that, the recent rains, including the snow that we received in the past few days, it helps to keep the moisture content suitably well for the crops that we are about to plant as of October and November towards the early of 2025.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that a farmer in Bloemfontein, Zabion de Vier, so suggesting sunflower, watermelon and livestock doing decently after this snow / rainfall. Tabile, one of the things we're really going to consider going forward is the contingency plans that we have from a climatic perspective, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's increasingly becoming important, you know, that we have quite a very accurate, estimates of these things. As much as we tend to, I mean, South Africa is fortunate, at least I would say, because as much as sometimes there can be a small underestimation in recent times it has proven to be accurate in terms of the warnings that they gave. Was I remember on the 19th, there was already, you know, some suggestions that people need to be vigilant for certain areas that is going to be a storm, so the snow that is going to be coming through. But of course, we can't say the same about, you know, the entire region of Africa. I mean, I remember not so long ago, there was an organization within the African Union where it monitors what's happening, at least close to 30 countries in Africa last year. They've experienced quite a dramatic, challenges related to climate. So therefore, we really need to be active in looking into what, can be it because of the data that is available. If not available, there has to be some harvesting of the data that's going to be accurate so that can give those early warnings. And as a result, people can be able to, to plan accordingly. Because, I mean, we can't necessarily prevent disasters, but at least we need to have measures so that we can be proactive when we're dealing with them and not be reactive, as it was the case in the past few days.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your perspective. That's Thabile Nkunjane, he's Senior Agricultural Economist in the Trade Research Unit of the National Agricultural Marketing Council.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.